I want you to turn to Joel chapter 2. It's so good to look out and see somebody. The last almost 3 months, I've been looking at this little camera right in front of me there, which brings me to this. We're going to upgrade that. There are some folks that are not able to be with us, but I have ordered some equipment that's going to make it, we'll be able to broadcast our service live. While that's going on, when those who can't make it can be a part of the service. If you feel quickened to help that out, just put camera on your offering. We'll make sure that goes there. It's going to come with this controller. It's got tilt and pan and zoom. It'll be mounted in the back, so we'll be able to take the service, and then I'll be able to broadcast that. Amen? For those who are unable to be here, that way they can enjoy the service too. Because we do have some shut-ins that want to be here, but they're unable to. So we want to be able to take advantage of every situation. So that's coming soon. The camera is really on back order because we're not the only ones on the planet that, say, need that stuff. Amen? My message title this morning is The Power of Return. The Power of Return. Being this is Pentecost Sunday, I'll read this verse to you. I'll get to Joel in a minute. In Acts 1:8, it says this, and you shall receive power. Somebody say power. Power. Notice you shall receive power, not weakness. You can turn this down just a little bit, but power. Power from the Holy Spirit. Now, who likes power in here? I mean, like when you step on that throttle in your car, it goes somewhere. Now, how many of you ever had cars where, remember the old four cylinders, you turned the air conditioning on, it took you like a month to get up to speed limit? I had this little truck, it was called a love truck. It was combined between a Zuzu and a Chevrolet. And it had this little four cylinder in there, and I got beat going up an overpass by a bus with that vehicle. I couldn't believe it. I had it to the floor and this bus still beat me. That's how bad it was. And I swear when I turned the air conditioning on, it's like the car had the brakes on. It'd go, you could feel it. But more than ever now, we have more horsepower in cars. Now we have four cylinders that are making as much horsepower as the old V8s did. Truthfully, it's all increased. Well, it's kind of nice that when you step on it, it goes somewhere. Say amen. But how about when the Holy Spirit comes upon us? One of the attributes that we receive is power. The church should not be weak people. If we're weak, we need to have more of the Holy Ghost come upon us. I found that God always strengthens his people. You shall receive power when? It's when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Now notice this here. The personal power isn't just to bless you and bless your socks off. That's nice. The personal power is that you can become a witness like you're supposed to be. Witness in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. So what we're weak in, the Holy Spirit enables us to witness in. And I think that more than ever, one virus got the attention of the world. How many knows that the Holy Ghost is looking to get the attention of the world? Then the church has a part of this. That we need to step up in our prayer time. We need to step up in those things. I'll get to this in a minute. And in Joel 2, verse 28. And it shall come to pass that I'll pour out my, somebody say spirit. On how much flesh? Somebody say all flesh. And notice your sons and your daughters, how many here are parents? How many want your sons and daughters to prophesy? Somebody say glory to God to that. The Lord should tarry and we all go the way of all flesh. We want the next generation. Like I shared a couple weeks back, we need to pray for the next generation to rise up and take the mantle of authority in the kingdom of God. Amen? We have aged ministers now. We need another generation to rise up and call him blessed. One of the things the enemy wants to do is try to keep them out of even having a desire to do it. I mean, as the Lord can still drop that in. We need that. Church, we need to pray for that. We need to encourage that. You seasoned saints here that see somebody that's younger, encourage them in those things. How many of you have wisdom to speak into their life? And let's face it, going to school today is not like when we were going to school. It is not the same. I know we have some educators in here. You know more than anybody. The truth is that it's a changing world. But God says, I'll pour out my spirit upon your sons and your daughters. I love this. They shall prophesy. They shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Notice that the spiritual realm is opened up because God's spirit is poured out. Now, to get out of strange land, what I call goofiness, you got to be grounded in the word. But when you're grounded in the word, you'll start to see those things, and God can give visions. Say amen. How many knows a three-year-old can prophesy? There's no age limit here. It's like, Lord, be it according to your faith. Prophesy according to that measure. But we need to start seeking the Lord in this area. We need to return to the power of the Holy Spirit. Somebody say amen. Amen. The power of Pentecost needs to come back to the church. For you that are Pentecostal, how many knows that we should be ashamed of that? Come on. We need to speak the victory there. Say, God, you've always operated in the Spirit. If you take notes. In Luke 4, verse 14, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and his fame was spread abroad. Even the apostles, when the church started, in Acts 4, verse 33, and great power was given to the apostles of the witness of the resurrection. Even the apostle Paul in Acts 19, 11, special miracles were brought by his hands. But the church is in this arena. In John 14, verse 12, it says, verily I say unto you, he who believes in me and the works that I do, greater works shall they do, or he do. Have we honestly, church, seen greater works than what Jesus has done? Some arenas we have, and some arenas, Lord help us. We need to get there. Do you believe miracles should be a normal part of a service? Anybody believe that? Then we need to release our faith there and trust God in that. Because if somebody is sick, they don't want to wait another day to get better. Come on, you want healing then, true? I know God can bring progressive things, don't get me wrong, but the truth is that if you're not feeling well, you want to feel well. You want to feel better. What a testimony that would be to a family. I was sick and I went to church. Now, this is going to wreck some theology. Didn't Jesus say, if you're sick, pray? Say amen. Can you imagine Jesus looking at the lepers going, oh, that's a big one. Come back tomorrow, maybe I'll be built up in prayer. And notice that there were 10, there could have been 100, there could have been 1,000. Come on. And what did he do? Bring them to me. Amen. I want us to begin to walk in those that type of faith. Now, we're not foolish. I don't go around licking flagpoles. I don't go around licking doorknobs. See if God will protect me. I'm not talking about that. The truth is that I'm talking about we're living together. And here's a true word. I've been pastor for 35 years now. I haven't heard somebody goes to church and get sick. They go to church to get better. Amen? If we cement that in our spirit, then the enemy has no room to bring any other thoughts. And that's what faith does. Faith allows you to walk where God is and come against what is contrary. When we get messed up is when we start to entertain other things. And the enemy always looks for the educated bullet. He always looks for those things to catch you when you're at your high peak or your lowest point. There's where the areas he starts to work on. One way he'll pull you over in pride. Other way he'll try to beat you down. But we have to be strengthened in that. Now, I liked paying $1.09 for gasoline. I'm being totally honest with you. I'm like, dude, wow. $10, fill that up, cool. But the truth is that we know because the demand was down. Well, I'd rather pay more to with people there. Say amen. Secondly, number two, we need to look for the return of Christ. This is all heading for something. In Matthew 24, 42 through 44. Matthew 24:42-44 says, "Watch therefore, for you don't know the hour which the Son of Man will return." In all this that's going on, we need to start to look for our Savior. He could come morning, noon, or night. How many are seeing everything? And have you noticed? It seemed like the one world government, the one world rule, the one world information kind of got the rapid pace up. Come on, it's like it took it to another level quickly. And believe me, that's how the return is. It's going to catch so many unaware that we need to start looking and say, you know what? Lord, I am ready. I'm going to look at my lamp, my life, and I'm going to make sure that I'm filled with oil, the Holy Ghost. I'm going to make sure that I'm burning bright. I'm not a smoking wick. Amen? If I need a trim, God, trim me. Now, trimming is never fun, but we all need it. Sometimes we get wild branches. Now, when I wake up in the morning, I swear I decompose overnight. I know some people that spike their hair up, that you put the gel in. I wake up that way. And there are sometimes my wife will look at me and go, "Wow, look at that hair too." And she'll go, "Are you going to do something with that before you leave the house?" I'm like, "Well, what's wrong with me?" "Well, look in the mirror." "Oh, gee, yeah, help me." Amen? Right, Ron? Right? You don't have that problem. He just gets up and goes. In Matthew 25, verse 13, "Watch therefore, for you don't know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man comes." Now, I'm going to speak this to everybody. When somebody says they know Jesus is going to return, it is not scriptural. Because Jesus himself said, "Only the Father knows, and he will tell me, then I'll tell you." Hallelujah. People have made books on it when he was going to return. Hey, did they give all the money back from the books? Say amen. I mean, don't add to God's word. He'll find you out to be a liar. In Habakkuk 2, verse 1 says this, "I stand upon my watch. You've set me upon the tower. I will see what you've said unto me." We need to get back to that place where we're observant. For you military men and women, if you've ever had a post, your job is to watch. That is your role during that time. Whether you're relieved later on, during that time, the whole company is saying, "You're the one I'm in charge. I'm watching for you, and you're going to help me." No matter what rank you had, you're watching over. We need watchmen in the church today to start to detect when there's error coming. Believe me, the enemy's going to try to twist the word of God in these days. Number three, if you're taking notes, we need to return to soul winning. The work of the Holy Spirit, the conviction of God. It says in Acts 2, 37 through 41, after Peter preached, people were cut to the heart. And they said, "Men, what must we do to be saved?" How would you like to see 3,000 people added to the church daily, multiplied? These guys were filled from the Holy Ghost, then went out and spoke the word, and God brought great conviction. I want to see that again. Can God do it today? I believe revival can still break out in Michigan. I believe that. How many believe that? Then we speak that victory. But notice that they came from the upper room. Your power is always with God. Then you bring it down to the people. Now, Peter didn't run too many crusades before this. He had some practice in witnessing. But all of a sudden now, he's bold by the Holy Spirit. If you don't think you can do something for God, we're no different than the rest of them. He chose ordinary men and women to empower by his Spirit. Amen? How many knows God can come down in workplaces? I've seen some testimonies where during this time that the believers that are there, "Hey, will you pray for our company?" How many knows that's an awesome opportunity? And I've seen this. If somebody initiates, either somebody will get really ticked off or they'll join in. But either way, praise the Lord. Say amen. God's given me a grocery store anointing and a gas station anointing. I don't know why he does it, but that's where he prompts me to share. And it usually ends up two ways, great or get out of my face. But either way, God's word's going forth. Number four, we need to return to a sold out heart to God. Fire is always a symbol of the Holy Spirit. And in Acts 2 verse 3, it talks about that it appeared on them cloven tongues of fire and sat on each one. Even John the Baptist said in Matthew 3 verse 11, I'm not worthy to unloosen his sandals. I'll baptize you with water, but he's coming that's going to baptize you with water and the Holy Ghost with fire. Then Lord, I want that fire to burn. You know, fire starts to consume many things. We need that consuming fire in our life. Leviticus 9 verse 24 and 2 Chronicles 7 verse 1. In 1 Peter 1:16 says this, it is written, be holy for I am, somebody say holy.
Holy.
How should you be? Holy. How many of you haven't arrived yet, but you're on the path? How many here have felt the presence of God in forgiveness? How many here have had to forgive somebody else their transgressions? I mean, that's a work of the Holy Spirit. But our desire should be to be holy. If the church is looking like the world has nothing to change from. If the church hides what it is, then the world has got victory. But if the church starts to represent their Savior, there's something different. Amen? And how did God ever reach you? Man, if God reached you, everybody else is easy. Because there's some tough people in here, true? There's some stubborn people in this room. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
How many ex-heathens do I have in here? Shoot that hand up. Where's Jill at? Jill, get both hands up, all right? When it comes to Jesus, listen, in 1 Peter 2:25, it talks about sheep that have gone astray, but now have returned to the shepherd and bishop of their souls. When the church starts to operate in the power of the Holy Spirit, even those who are backslidden will start to return. Because we're going to intercede for them. We're praying for them. And we offer them hope. We need to be carrying hope today. Come on, we need to be carrying hope today. We need to be speaking of victory for others, encouraging others. So you know what? You can overcome too. Somebody say amen. I'm enjoying this message. You know what I enjoy? I get to see real faces. It's like so cool. When I look at the Holy Spirit, He's able to work in us. Now, I'm not going to have a chance to finish this whole message, but there's a power of return. Jesus said, return unto me. Remember when the prodigal son came home? Was he rewarded with everything the father had? The religious folks will say, man, he's not worthy. I've never left you. And you didn't throw me a party. You never killed the fatted calf for me. But this son of yours, not even my brother, this son of yours, when he comes home, you give him the best robe, the best ring, and you throw a party for him. So I'm going to stay outside and sulk. I'm going to have a pity party and let you know that I'm upset with you. And then the father said, son, you've always been with me. And all that I have has been yours. But your brother was dead, and now he's alive. I mean, sometimes we got to have God speak a word in that. Sometimes we can get so religious that we're upset when God touches somebody we didn't think he would or wants to. Or he blesses somebody that we don't feel that he should. Oh, I'm preaching now. I mean, those maturity in the congregation will go, it doesn't matter how long you've been out there, you're welcome here.
Amen.
It never should be, oh gosh, where have you been? Oh, you've been, you wasted it all on those type people, on harlots and sinners, and you've done this. No, it doesn't matter. Are we ready, church, to throw the robe around somebody who needs the robe? Are we ready to put the ring on? Are we ready to throw a party? Well, we need to be there, church. The Holy Spirit wants, I believe that the backsliders are going to return. I do. I know so many. I know personal people that I know, ministers that aren't even serving the Lord today. They're on my prayer list. Lord, bring them back. Touch them, God. Touch them wherever they're at. Because I know there are times they're convicted in those things. Either they got hurt or they've fell away or whatever the reason. That does not matter. Notice the Father didn't go, oh, you know what? My limit was here and you just crossed it. No forgiveness for you. As long as somebody has breath on this planet, there's still opportunity. When you breathe your last here, I'm sorry to say, that's it. But as long as there's breath here, we need to motivate people to action by the love of God. The Holy Spirit will work passion in each one of us. Passion is something we need. I said it's something we need. That today I want you to leave church with a smile on your face. I want you to go forth with joy and victory. Hallelujah. An opportunity that we got a chance to be together. Glory to God. That we, this is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to what? Notice the rejoicing is not just for everyone else. It's for me. I will rejoice in the Lord. I have the Savior. And the truth is this. Even if you, listen to me, your life is short on this planet. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Now, I want everyone to have a long life, a great journey. But I've learned this. When you breathe your last, all of a sudden, you get the whole package instantly. Amen? I kind of hope it's a slow ride up, though. I really do. That'd be kind of fun. I know the rapture would be like this real quick, but wouldn't it be great to go up slow like Jesus did and they all watched him ascend? That'd be fun. I had a friend of mine that said, just grab a couple unbelievers on your way up and say, do you believe now? Amen? The truth is that we need to serve the Lord with passion. Jesus is passionate for me. Do you know that? He loves me so much, it blows me away. He can't wait for me to wake up. He's been singing over me at night. And now he gets the chance. He knows my frame, I'm but dust. That I need to sleep. But when I awake, he's the first one that greets you. Hallelujah. Church, let's walk in that. I want to see the joy return. The church needs to lead the way. And coming out of this goofy mess we've been in, the church needs to lead the way. Come on. I'm not waiting for the world to lead the way. We need to lead the way. We need to lead it in faith. We need to lead it in victory. We need to lead it in joy. We have that in us. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Now, that's no condemnation if anybody isn't here. That isn't it at all. I want us to arise and shine, for the glory of God is upon. Amen? I got to page 2 in my notes. Well, we're out of time today. But how many are glad to be with one another? How many want to see a mighty move of the Spirit? I do, church. I know there'll be awkward situations. I do. We bump, we hit, we do this, we hug, we do this. Just be mindful of people where they're at. Amen? Whatever works out, make it work. But never get offended because of it. Say amen. But I want us to reach out today too. If there's somebody that is shut in, will you give them a call? Give them a visit. Find out if they need anything. Will somebody do that? Sometimes the greatest here, and here's a miracle. The food that we've gotten in from you folks, the material, the money, there's been times that we've gotten a call from somebody, you know what? I would just like to have this barbecue sauce. And we look in the pantry and go, we got one of those. And that meant something to somebody. Yes, it's so basic. But it's like, oh, I just like to have that. All the shelves are empty. There's one in the house. I need some toilet paper. There's some in the house. Come on, church. It's in the house. The miracle's in the house. Hallelujah. The miracle's in the house. You're in the house. The provision of God's in the house. And we're going to walk in it, church. We're going to walk in it like never before. How many are with me? Amen. If you would lift your hands towards heaven to close here. Father, we lift our hands to you as a sign of surrender. That, Lord Jesus, we present ourselves again to you afresh and anew. Lord, the power of return, here we are. And Holy Spirit, begin to work in us like never before. Lord, make us a powerful witness in these last days. Lord, to speak forth your word to a generation that so needs it. Father, I pray a blessing on this congregation. Lord, go with each one in strength and power and bring us back in that appointed day. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you, church, for being here. God bless you. Have a great week. It's so good to see you. We will see you later. Amen.